Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. Tanya J. Powers joins us this hour, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Your chance to win Cardinals tickets from J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. A couple of political notes. There's been a lot of shakeup in the governor's office over the last couple of days. You might know that Christina Rasmussen from the Illinois Policy Institute was hired as his new chief of staff, right?
Yes.
Brad Hahn got fired Tuesday morning. He was the deputy chief of staff for public engagement and communications director for Governor Rauner. And Catherine Kelly was fired yesterday. Evidently, her husband had a job in another state, and she was maybe expected to leave anyway, but it was...
That kind of sucks. She was my contact.
Huh?
She was my contact.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's way to feel for her.
No.
But anyway, there's just been a lot of shakeup over there, and now it looks like yet another Illinois Public or Illinois Policy Institute person has been hired. Michael Lucci, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He's now working for the governor. So this Illinois Policy Institute, you know, that does this IRN that now is like in the governor's office. I don't know. Anyway, just letting you know that your contact with the governor was no longer, is no longer there.
Yeah, that's funny because I think it was, probably about or maybe a month ago or so, that I got a call from someone that just was in the communications office and wanted to just verify information and, you know, get cell phone numbers.
Think they've been planning this?
I think they have been because they're like, she's going to take that BlackBerry.
I'm not sure. I did read in Chicago Crane just another little thing coming out of this whole budget process that State Representative Bill Mitchell and then effectively State Representative Sue Scheer supported at the end. We've heard this word smoothing, which is another way of saying we're shorting the pension funds. State contributions to pension plans will decline $1.5 billion in fiscal 2018, by far the largest single spending cut in the budget. And some $900 million of that reduction reflects wishful thinking about future investment returns of state employee pension funds. This is according to Joe Cahill. Last year, overseers of the teachers' retirement system and other large state employee retirement funds joined counterparts at public pension systems around the country in reducing assumed investment returns to around 7% from unrealistically high levels that prevailed for several years. It was a prudent step based on an actual long-term investment performance and current economic trends. But it had an unpleasant effect of revealing that Illinois pension gap was even larger than previous estimates. A lower assumed rate of return means the pensions need more money now to generate enough investment earnings to cover future pension payments. And that, in turn, means legislators must allocate more current funds to pension contributions, not less. Less is what the pension funds will get under the new budget, which delays implementation of the more realistic investment return assumptions. What they're saying is that we're not even telling you the truth on what we owe. We are using unrealistic numbers to make that number sound better to you. And now the lawmakers are going to phase in the realistic numbers over 5 years, which allows them to contribute less while claiming to meet pension funding obligations. Ironically, this is a rare area of agreement between arch foes Madigan and Rauner. The governor excoriated Madigan's 32% income tax hike, but uttered not a peep about his pension legerdemain, because perhaps that's because he proposed smoothing in reduced rate of return assumptions in his own budget blueprint earlier this year. If this were being done by normal everyday business people, it would be illegal.
That's exactly what it would be. I mean, you'd be in jail.
There's no reason for anger. You're like these listeners that write this hate mail stuff. I don't get you.
What?
You're just getting mad. You're loud. It's just, I was just trying to tell you. Just back off a little bit. Bernie Sanders' wife is under investigation for taking donors' money and then allegedly saying that the donors' money was for something other than what the donors purportedly gave the money for in order to get loans to help this college buy property, right? So fudging the numbers can mean an FBI investigation, or it can mean this is what we do every day in Springfield. So with this new budget, we're going to save all kind of money. Remember what Representative Mitchell talked about. But there isn't really saving any money when you're lying about, because you're using returns on investment that are not realistic as a way of making the debt seem not as large. I mean, how can you possibly get away with this kind of scam stuff day after day after day? And not even get away with it. I mean, it's public. People know about it.
People know about it.
And look you in the eye and say, well, what would you do? I don't understand why they just keep getting away with it. It was like when we had Representative Mitchell on, and he kept saying we're going to, you know, pay down between 3 and 5 to 8 billion. I mean, you know, there's a lot of billions in between there for you not to have a really firm answer on exactly. Is that because maybe you've made promises based on false numbers that you really know are never going to actually be there? So it's not just the teacher's retirement system. I mean, it's all the other large state employee retirement funds. And somebody has said, look, you can't keep using numbers that aren't right when you're describing what you're obligated to pay into these pensions. Okay, you're right. That's good governing. We should use the right numbers. But let's phase those in over 5 years so that we can tell everybody we're saving this money. And then they act surprised when you are like, fire all of you. And there's been a certain amount of anger. Have you not felt that coming from the politicians? And yeah. I get that everybody's got a little thin skin right now because the criticism is overwhelming.
The defense, you know, being very defensive.
Yes.
Yeah. Like immediately. I think because they know.
It is almost an admission of guilt, isn't it?
It is. They know. They're like, I know. I'm the one that did it. I was there too. Just
leave shut me alone up. About I don't want to talk about it.
Yes. That's kind of the attitude I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. You can call it a gimmick. I call it fraudulent. You're knowingly lying about the numbers to manipulate the outcome, even though you know that the outcome, the number that you're arriving at, is not a true number. You know that. And so everyone can sit around and watch The Big Short and go, how did the world did these people get away with this? Or you can just look to Springfield and watch them do it every single day. It's embarrassing. All right. I had an anonymous email attacking my level of compassion for the homeless this morning.
Okay. People not listening.
Well, probably not. I just wonder what it is about factual, like, reality that people can't, when they get too close to a subject, they mm-hmm. can't separate sort of their passion and, like,
what makes them feel good.
I think it's the same thing that people do when they give them that $10 bill.
Yeah.
It's all about them.
Them, not, yeah.
And it makes me curious, when I was looking at Chief Getz, the police chief of Illinois, and he says that just on two of our main solicitors, talking about two people who have been panhandling for a long time, and he says subject A, doesn't give a name, but the subject A, who's one of the main solicitors here in town, has been arrested 83 times and has served time in jail. Now, of course, you want this person dealing with grandma when she comes downtown to shop. Of course. And if you have any question at all about maybe why that's not a good idea, you just have no compassion for human beings. I think there are probably some social service providers or people who work in the social service field that are just way too attached to what they do and cannot, I don't think, separate.
I think in this case, people that work with the homeless, I think know better.
I'm not talking about like people in charge of organizations. Okay. I'm talking about just that we can't possibly feel as much as they feel about it. I'm going to give you the quote that this guy that they talked to in the Herald Review. This is the 51-year-old standing down there in a $130 pair of Nikes. Self-admittedly, getting money so he can buy beer and cigarettes. Holmes said holding a sign on the street and getting some cash is a way of helping oneself. It's either that or you sit in the Oasis and drink coffee and watch TV all day. I mean, at least we're trying to make a couple of dollars. He sees this as a job. If he wanted to try to make a couple dollars, if he's industrious enough to do this, why would he not be industrious enough to actually get back on the road to employment? If he wants to make a couple of dollars. And if he doesn't like what they're serving a Good Samaritan and he wants money in his pocket to buy his own food, perhaps he could take advantage of any, of the 100 service providers that would help him get on his feet. Am I less compassionate because I would rather see him be a productive member of society? Or are you more compassionate because you'd rather just hand him a few dollars or chastise me because I don't care enough about people wanting to take money out of people's pockets so they can buy beer and cigarettes with it? I mean, this is a foolish argument, isn't it?
It is. It is. And when you have the frontline people saying, do not give these people money, this is not how you help.
Here's what Dove had to say about this. Christine Gregory, who is the executive director of Dove. I like to refer to it as manipulative entrepreneurship. Most of them are not homeless. Anybody can get a cardboard sign and a marker and write homeless on it. According to Gregory, panhandlers have reported getting about $100 a day. The 51-year-old the Herald Review talked to said it depends, but a decent poll from his hits would be $50 in 3 hours. That's a lot more than minimum wage.
$50 and three, wow.
Because people are generous.
Yeah.
Or people can't not make it about themselves. So they can feel good for 5 minutes after handing over
look
a $5 bill. Yes. And all they are doing is adding to the problem. You can call 211.
Mm-hmm.
Connect you to any amount of services. I've watched what Jeff Mueller has done over the years and what Dancy and the folks at Oasis have done for years. We have no shortage of compassionate people and a pipeline to getting back to being a productive citizen. I mean, it is all in place. And the money it takes to do all that. People have given and given and given and given, and you're circumventing that every time you step in and give cash to one of these panhandlers. We used to have this conversation all the time. You get like these advocates that just think, I mean, I get mental illness. I mean, I spend an awful lot of my time not doing radio business, but being the chairman of the board of the United Way or raising money for the Salvation Army or putting together food drives or saving the homeless shelter when the politicians in Springfield screw the pooch. We've done this for years and years and years, and we'll continue to do it because those organizations are actually helping people get back on their feet. There is a way to do this. Stopping at El Dorado and 51 and handing money out your window is not. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It hurts. For whatever reason, there's an uptick in this. There's an organized uptick in this. And everyone is sort of taking notice. Now, have you seen more downtown? I think it's just called summer.
Yeah, it's summer. It's summer. And in some cases, I mean, there are the mentally ill that are the chronically homeless. And the different story there, they do have treatment options and things like that. But this epidemic about the panhandling with people holding the signs that seem to be transferred from hand to hand, that's a completely different
situation. Yeah, this guy admits there's about 10 of them that are doing it. Yeah. And he also admits that most of them are not homeless.
Yeah.
But they're standing there holding a sign saying homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy says he averages about $50 every 3 hours. A lot more than minimum wage. And he sees it as a job. It's either that you can sit in the Oasis and drink coffee and watch TV all day. I mean, at least we're out here trying to make a couple of dollars.
Not earning it. Just
no, I don't. But that's the way he looks at it. All right, on the other side of the break, Ty and Jay Powers. We got a lot to get to here today, folks. We're only about halfway through. Here's a 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, a hot one. Highs are going to be around 83 degrees, feeling more like 103. For tonight, could see some showers, 40% chance, lows around 76. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, but we'll have partly sunny skies otherwise, and highs around 90. Friday, cooling off a little bit. Sunny skies, highs near 84. Right now it's 75 in downtown Decatur.
The Little Theater on the Square presents Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, July 19th through the 30th. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is the irresistible family musical about the trials and triumphs of Joseph, Israel's favorite son. This show is a reimagining of the biblical story of Joseph, his 11 brothers, and the coat of many colors. The magical musical is full of unforgettable songs and sights. Call 728-7375 for tickets or at thelittletheater.org. Theater, big talent.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt and Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call. 794-2226.
If you're looking for a school with outstanding academics, successful athletics, a caring faculty and staff, and somewhere that has something for everyone, look no further than St. Teresa High School. Our students are prepared for their future with a faith-based education, but more than just college prep, St. Teresa works to ensure its students are life ready too, by developing future leaders who will make a difference in society. For more information or to schedule your campus tour, call 875-2431. Come and be a part of the tradition.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. New study shows that Earth is facing a sixth mass extinction. Tiny Powers joins us. Man, that's like a National Enquirer headline. Biological annihilation.
Yeah, that ought to get your attention even without the coffee.
Yeah, I think so. What's going on?
Well, it would be, according to these scientists, which, by the way, are from Stanford University, some of them are, that have worked on this study, and it's now in the Proceedings of the National Academy, the National Academy of Sciences. That's the journal this is out in. And it basically says that, you know, over the last 500 million years, there have been five mass extinctions, which a lot of species rapidly died in those, right?
Okay.
So now we're apparently entering the sixth mass extinction, and we are to blame, according to the new study. Humans are the primary cause. They say that, of course, the previous ones were due to climate changes, and in natural climate changes, volcanic eruptions, meteor strikes that were catastrophic, that kind of thing. This one is due to human activities like overpopulation, deforestation, pollution, poaching, extreme weather events tied to man-made global warming. This is all from the new study.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, and I'm just going to just play devil's advocate for a minute. And remember, those folks at Stanford, their mascot is a tree. I just want you to remember that when you're thinking about those scientists. It sounds to me like the first five were much rougher than this one.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean in your description of events.
Argue with the fact that the volcanic eruption thing would probably put a cramp in your day.
Yes. I'm just saying, when Mother Nature's left alone, she seems meaner than even with our help.
Well, we seem to be helping at a much quicker rate.
Okay.
I think that's according to their survey and their study here, just to give you an idea, because that's the first thing everybody wants to know is, okay, why is this happening? The second thing everybody wants to know is, when is it going to happen?
Okay. Well, according to the study, it's already happening.
We're on our way, apparently.
Okay.
And, you know, as to, you know, when we finally get there, it's not like next Tuesday at 5 or anything like that. We don't have that kind of a date. But they do give us an idea of how quickly we're getting toward it.
Okay.
And they say that the Earth has lost 200 species of vertebrates in, you know, birds and amphibians and whatever, in the past 100 years alone.
Yeah.
We've lost 200 species in 100 years. They say, again, the scientists, that if we had gone on the same trending path as the last 2 million years, it would have taken us 10,000 years to have lost that many species instead of just 100 years.
Okay. And so that was my question. You know, the other previous five, I mean, how do we stack up with how that worked out? All right, so there you have it. I don't know. The language seems a little alarming. I mean, for an academic piece, right? And even one of the researchers, Mr. Savalos, who said it wouldn't be ethically right not to speak in this strong language to call attention to the severity of the problem. Mm-hmm. And the previous five extinctions were caused by natural phenomena. I mean, I guess my question is, aren't we natural phenomena? I mean, isn't sort of evolution include us?
That's a good question. I mean, apparently they, you know, they're of the opinion that, you know, we're helping things along.
No, I get that.
Not in a good way.
No, I get that. But, I mean, if you didn't have people, no one would even be studying this, and nature would still be chugging along and causing mass extinctions.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could make that argument.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm clearly for the first four or five, we weren't around.
No, we weren't around for those.
So it also begs the question of how they know. but, hey, I'm not a scientist, right? I'm just a radio show host. It's interesting. Now, do we have any sort of species we're keeping an eye on, particular ones?
I was looking at one of the things that we're talking about, some of the ones that are
cheetahs,
in danger, the top 12 mammals under risk of extinction.
Mm-hmm.
The clouded leopard,
yeah.
The tiger, there's a camel in the bunch here, a marbled cat.
Yep. Don't forget the Borneo orangutan.
Something or whatever. I'm assuming that's a bird.
Yes.
Is it the beak? Oh, that thing gave it away. The Madagascan fruit bat.
Really? Well, they've crossed a line now. We've clearly gone too far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of species, like I said, that have already been, you know,
uh-huh.
They're already gone. Apparently in the history of the world, we've lost at least 50%, according to their study.
Now, once again, not to be just a gigantic pain, but their study defines populations as the number of individuals in a given species in a 10,000 square kilometer unit of habitat known as a quadrat. Now, a biology professor at Harvard said he was not aware of other papers that have used this method. I mean, so this is kind of a new way of counting.
I guess it is.
There you go.
I'm still back on the headline biological annihilation. It took me a while to get past that one.
Uh huh. Well, that's what they wanted you to do.
Well, of course. I mean, this is kind of, I think it's kind of like their version of, you know, how the National Weather Service changed tornado warnings.
Yeah. Well, it's all. Well,
okay,
no,
I
get
really
that.
Serious thing. Y'all need to listen.
That's why they gave you the headline. But also, if I'm reading this from the New York Times this morning, it's not exactly sort of. You know, I mean, they're pretty. You know. They're pretty friendly to this thought, but they're saying that scientists and biologists don't always agree on what defines a population. So, I mean, I think we have to have at least that sort of agreement to start this conversation, right? That we can all agree there are this many X. Because
I'm merely presenting what the survey says and that these particular scientists have come to the conclusion of.
All right. They say the 200 species have gone extinct in the past 100 years and the normal extinction rate over the past 2 million years has been that two species go extinct every 100 years. So there's your difference in the last 100 years, 200 versus what they said should be a couple. And that's the man-made part of this.
Yeah,
according to these
so.
Scientists. Yeah, well, I don't know. Annihilation.
I know, biological annihilation, right?
Yes. Can we just blame it all on Washington, D.C.? I think it's all their fault. It's like a hot air effect.
I don't think you'd be alone in that blame.
Right.
I think there'd be people willing to join you.
I think there would be, too. Tanya, we appreciate it. Have a great week. Tanya J. Powers joins us.
Do you ever wonder if just, they call it biological annihilation. What if it's just nature?
Yeah, well, aren't we part of nature? Yes. We always keep separating ourselves out. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this.
WSOY News Time 729. Good morning. I'm Brett Surfowski. Summertime can be a great time for kids, but not so much when they don't know when they will get their next meal. The Decatur Park District says that they are helping children stay healthy and fed by offering free lunches during the week at local parks. Jamie Gower is the Director of Recreation and Facilities for the Park District. He said that children who participate in the program often receive help during the school year.
A lot of the same kids that we serve are also served through the free lunch program at the school district. So we want to continue that through the summer. It's also nice for them to be able to show up with the parks and be with our park leaders with some of the activities. It's just nice to keep them active and some socialization skills as well.
The park leaders are volunteers who spend an hour at each park to serve lunches and play games with the children. A full list of the lunch locations is available on nowdecatur.com. More local news is coming up after Fox News covers your world on WSOY. It's 7:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Kremlin speaking out, denying having any part in the controversial meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney who was offering damaging information about then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The president's oldest son telling Fox's Sean Hannity last night.
For me, this was opposition research. They had something, you know, maybe concrete evidence to all the stories I'd been hearing about, but they were probably underreported for, you know, years, not just during the campaign. So I think I wanted to hear it out.
President Trump on Twitter calling him open, transparent, and innocent.
The top diplomat in Russia, Sergei Lavrov, said it is, quote, wild that Trump Jr. is receiving blame.
Blake Berman with the Fox Business Network. And the search of a Pennsylvania farm continues in the case of four missing men who disappeared last week. The person of interest, who was jailed on an unrelated charge, posted bail last night. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOI News Time 7:31. Good morning, I'm Brett Surfowski. A proposed football performance center at the University of Illinois is expected to cost about $79.2 million to build. The Champaign News-Gazette reports Senior Associate Vice President Mike Bass met with the U of I Board of Trustees Audit Budget Finance and Facility Committee on Monday to discuss funding for the project. Action will be taken at a later meeting. Athletic Director Josh Whitman announced plans to build the three-level center last month. Whitman estimated the cost of the project would range between $60 million and $80 million. The center would include a weight room and outdoor practice facilities. It's expected to be completed by 2019. The center's designer, Tim Cahill, says that the center is the first phase of a two-part project that includes renovations to the university's stadium. More Byers & Company coming up here on News Talk 1340 WSOY and 103.3 FM and, of course, on NowDecatur.com. WSOY time, 7:32.
Summer is finally here, and we all want to look our best during swimsuit season. If you want to see a slimmer you this year, Babbage Medical Spa has the answer. It's called Cool Sculpting, and it's the world's leading non-invasive fat reduction procedure. With Cool Sculpting, there's no downtime. It's safe, effective, and once the fat cells are treated, they are gone for good. Whether it's your tummy, love handles, thighs, or that selfie-killing double chin, Cool Sculpting is the answer. Call Babbage Medical Spa at 330-7839 and schedule your free Cool Sculpting consult today. Or visit BabbageSkincare.com.
Illinois families are struggling under the highest property taxes in the nation, and they're watching their neighbors flee the state at record rates. So what do Illinois Senate leaders propose to help ease this suffering? Billions of dollars in new taxes on Illinois families. Enough is enough. Instead of massive tax hikes, the Illinois Policy Institute is proposing a fair, balanced budget that doesn't take a dime more from taxpayers. To learn more about the balanced budget plan that doesn't hike taxes on Illinois families, visit IllinoisPolicy.org.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 93 degrees, feeling more like 103 than for tonight. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows around 76 degrees. Thursday, we've got showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny and highs near 90. Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 84 degrees. Right now, it's 76 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tougher on sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Mark is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. All right, let's start with the All-Star game. I did watch one inning, which was pretty good for me.
Yo, that's good for you, and it's more than I did. In the end, these things are still exhibitions. I don't watch the NFL All-Star game. I don't watch the NBA All-Star game. I don't watch any of the All-Star games. And this one I have watched probably more than any of the others. I'd still say it's the best of the bunch, but I was limited to just flipping over and checking once in a while. I could see we were in a pitching duel kind of a game that the American League won in extra innings 2-1. So I did not get to see the American League take a 1-0 lead in the fifth. I did not get to see Yadier Molina's home run in the sixth that tied it. I did not see Robinson's Cano home run in the 10th off Cubs closer Wade Davis that ended up winning it. But I'll tell you what I did see. I did see Yachty's gold chest protector and gold helmet. Holy moly, he looked like he'd been dressed by Tiffany. That was amazing. And Carlos Martinez of the Cardinals threw two scoreless innings. And I did see a lot of empty seats late. Fans left early in Miami. It was only about two-thirds full in the ninth inning, which you'd think, I think those All-Star tickets are expensive. You would think you'd hang around in a tie game and see how it came out, but not so. So, and I am reminded that we are back to being a pure exhibition game. The World Series home field advantage is no longer the dangling carrot that we're talking about. The good stuff's going to start happening in a few days and the rest of this month and then the rest of the summer, because we're going to see some trades. There was been a lot of rumors about the Cubs offering Kyle Schwarber to the Detroit Tigers for young starting pitcher Michael Fulmer. I know how much they love Schwarber, but that makes sense from two perspectives. Number one, Kyle Schwarber is clearly better suited for an American League that has the designated hitter. And number two, the Cubs would do well to get a young starting pitcher like Michael Fulmer, who doesn't become an unrestricted free agent until 2023. So we'll see where those talks go. Some of those talks are being denied now, but they may resurface as we get closer to the July 31st trade deadline. We're going to see some trades. We're going to see some moves. We're going to see teams get hot, and we're going to see some races that matter that right now don't feel like they do, but they will as we move into August and September. So that stuff's coming.
All right. Illinois basketball on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
How many trips do you make to pick up prescriptions? If more than once, it's time to simplify your life. Sign up for one-trip scripts at Save More Pharmacy. All you need to do is choose the monthly refill date, and the pharmacist at Save More Pharmacy will verify and coordinate your medications for one convenient pickup date. That's all there is to it. One-trip scripts, only available at Save More Pharmacy. Call 864-0910 or stop in at 1410 Village Parkway in Mount Zion.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, Illini basketball.
Well, I will say this, good news for the media, good news I would hope for the fans who enjoy following Illinois basketball. I think Brad Underwood will be absolutely outstanding in terms of frank communication, honest insights, transparent explanations, and access. I think he will fill our notebooks better than any coach since Bill Self, and although every coach uses the occasional cliche, he will not make them the cornerstone of every press conference. And that has become the 21st century norm in football, basketball, and frankly, in every sport. He was terrific yesterday in an informal session with the media on the practice floor at the Oven facility, which houses the men's and women's practice courts, the weight rooms, and the coaches' offices. He said he's very pleased with the way summer workouts are proceeding, with the buy-in he has received from players, with the effort. You know, this is his first team, so these first 5 weeks of the summer semester have been a learning experience for the players, who are learning a new vocabulary. They're learning new terms that, you know, what he means by a closeout is different than what John Gross meant by a closeout. And it's a learning experience for Brad Underwood and this coaching staff as they see how players compete, which ones push through fatigue, who is vocal, who is silent. And one thing has become clear, Brad Underwood really is tough on them in practice. He admitted yesterday, I'm particularly tough on point guards. Practices are hard. Lou Henson was at practice on Monday, and he just loves Brad Underwood. He thinks this is the move that will return Illinois to a higher level, to a national relevance that has been missing. Maybe the best news yesterday, no injuries to report. DeMonte Williams continues to make progress. He's not there yet. I don't know whether he'll play or be a candidate to redshirt, but Brad said, I'm proceeding as though he's going to play until somebody tells me different. Players look great. Spent a lot of time with Tijon Lucas, who I wrote about today. He's gone through a boy-to-man body development, pretty remarkable to look at him. And by the way, Brandon Paul, the former Illini, is competing in the NBA Summer League as a free agent with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And a story on ESPN says that he has been the best free agent in the NBA summer camps. He's competing with just one roster player off the Cavaliers. So it's all rookies and free agents and so forth. The team's 3-0. He's averaging 17.5 points, 3.5 assists, and 3.5 steals, and he's shooting a high percentage of threes. He has positioned himself to be on an NBA roster when the season opens. He's really done a good job, and that's good for Illinois basketball, too, even though, you know, Brad Underwood won't get credit for that. But the more players you can point to from your school that are in the league, the better it is, because kids look for that.
All right, my friend, have a great day, and we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. If you missed any of that or you miss any of the Tupper on Sports during the week, Tupper on Sports podcast is available at the Nauticator app or Nauticator.com. The app is available for free at the Google Play or iTunes Store, powered by Brinkotter & Associates. It's time for our Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
I wanted a French door refrigerator with self-closing doors. I wanted a convection range with 5 burners and a griddle. I wanted a super quiet dishwasher that cleans with 4 times the water. I wanted a huge over-the-range microwave with LED lighting. I wanted them all in that new smudge-proof black stainless color. I wanted 24 months, no interest financing. I also wanted a 10-year protection plan on everything. And I got it all at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. But here's the best part. I also got an $830 instant rebate. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during the month of July. You will not find a better deal than this on a beautiful new black stainless kitchen suite. Plus, you will save over $830 with our in-store rebate. Only in July and only at Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
If you're looking for a school with outstanding academics, successful athletics, a caring faculty and staff, and somewhere that has something for everyone, look no further than St. Teresa High School. Our students are prepared for their future with a faith-based education, but more than just college prep, St. Teresa works to ensure its students are life ready too, by developing future leaders who will make a difference in society. For more information or to schedule your campus tour, call 875-2431. Come and be a part of the tradition.
In the words of Harry Truman, America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. So was Mansi Metal. Our high-quality metal, used on your next roof or pole barn, is manufactured in our warehouse right here in the Bluegrass. Now through July 7th, save big on all of our red, white, and blue premium rib metal. Only $1.85 a linear foot. American strength, American made. Mansi Metal in Mount Zion. Visit us in person, online, or call us at 864- 5835.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We got a lot to do here the final hour. John Decker will be with us live from the White House. We'll talk to Shane. So I guess our interview is not very long. I'm just noticing how this is all set up.
What?
So, Bron is just going to be with us for a few minutes.
A few minutes?
Yeah, but then we go into Shane at 8:20. Can we move that today, please? Yeah, generally that first interview. Anyway, we got a lot to get into the final hour here, and we'll be doing as much of that as possible coming up here in just a little bit. Plus, your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals. J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds Team Toy Ticket Window will be open as well. Don't forget the Nauticator app is good for that as well. We do some digital contests with our Facebook page and the app, so that's always a potential for you to win there as well. Let me tell you about our good friends at Spin City. They got a big deal going on here. Summer is here, And you can join Spin City Cycles and Fleet Feet Sports for their huge endless summer sales. 3 days only, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. So it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If you've been putting off getting some new bike or gear, now is the time. The 2018 bikes are showing up, so they've already put several of the 2017 models on sale. Both stores will be closing at 1 p.m. today to prepare, so they'll be ready to go tomorrow. You can visit SpinCity.co to check out their listing of sale bikes, new bikes in stock, and the ones on the way. Plus, take advantage of 15% off new summer clothing, 10% off accessories, 50% off the clothing rack, 60% off clothing rack, no interest for 18 months financing, and you get double Perkville points, and you can win a $100 gift card and other great prizes. They're also having a donut ride on or run on Saturday the 15th at 8 a.m. Join in on the ride or run on the bike path and come back to the store, eat some donuts, and have some refreshments. Over at Fleet Feet Sports, they're going to have a ton of deals going on, too. Take advantage of free socks with shoe purchase or buy any pair of shoes over $100 and get your choice of our premium socks. They have the best. Right now, remember I explained to you why you don't want cotton socks?
And that's true.
You know why I learned that? Fleet Feet.
Yeah.
And they're the best socks ever. So they're giving away like a pair of socks free with your shoes. Every $100 you spend, get entered into a raffle that includes a free pair of shoes, socks, all kinds of products from Superfeet and other swag you can't buy. Get buy three, get one free on in-premium stock socks, including features. 20% off the nutrition stock up for all your upcoming races and events. 15% off clothing. Save 15% on all regular and additional 15% on sale price clothing. 10% off accessories, including I have no idea what that is. I'm going to make Emily spell check this next time. And also include a period or a comma. Check out the shoe sale rack for new closeout prices you just can't beat. Register for Run United 5K during the summer sale dates or at home or in the store and receive $5 Fleet Feet cash. For more information on Run United 5K, the Oakwood Block Party, Friday, August 18th, just visit FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. They're located at 1088 Westwood, Spin City and Fleet Feet Sports, or check out SpinCity.co or FleetFeetDecaturIL.com or visit them on Facebook. Spin City's open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, Fleet Feet. Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sundays, noon to 4. So check it out. Three big sale days, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. All kinds of great prizes. And that no interest for 18 months financing, pretty slick. So if you're thinking about a bike or investing in a good pair of running shoes or just the equipment or nutrition in and around it, you can't go wrong with supporting your locally owned business. Kyle May and the crew out there doing an amazing job. I wonder if these tech trucker hats are going to take off.
I love mine. I love it.
I don't really look good in hats.
Let's see it.
Well, I can't with my headphones on. I'm not a baseball hat guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I'll wear one on a golf course because I'm bald, and you know that's just not a good idea to be out in the sun for 6 hours. But I don't particularly. I think I look particularly good in baseball hats.
Mm-hmm.
But this tech trucker hat is pretty slick.
It is really slick.
And I love that they had the logo like on the inside of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you wear these? Do you curve these? Do you wear them like a flat brim? What's the proper way to wear a trucker hat?
You're asking the wrong person.
Really? I thought you would know. Like, I thought you'd probably watched a YouTube video about it or something.
Like a lid you'd wear with a flat?
Like a flat brim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess it just depends on your taste, because, I mean, there's some
now,
trucker
is
hat
a trucker that... hat defined by just the mesh in the back?
Yes.
But it's also a little larger, right? It doesn't have a low profile. It's got a larger...
Yes, and a larger front profile.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the mesh.
Mm-hmm.
So this used to be the way all hats looked back in like the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, any hat you would
buy. If you played softball or Little League or whatever, you had that hat.
Now, I like it's got the snap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that part of the trucker
it
part
is.
Too? So it doesn't have like the Velcro?
You don't have the Velcro or the, this you is know...
the old school, like put the little thing in there and...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Snap it. Pretty cool. How many snaps do you need to get the hat on your head?
It's actually doubled over, too.
You have such a penis.
I have a very tiny head.
Well,
he brought a large, extra large.
Well, they're all the same.
No, there's a tag in there. It said large, extra large.
Oh, okay. I would think that there's a kind of standard size of hat. For like a trucker hat. That's why they have the thing.
Yeah,
in the back.
Usually, I mean, but if it's one size fits all, it means there's only one size, but there's obviously.
It does say large, extra large. You're correct.
So I was like, I put it on. I'm like, ooh, that's a little big. So I just kept tightening it. So I'm actually overlapped too.
Well, the sticker here actually says technical trucker, snapback closure, moisture wicking fabrics. This is what was handed out.
Yeah.
Instead of
it's not your standard
at the triathlon. Okay.
It's nice.
It is. Very cool. I don't think I'll look good in it. And I'm always afraid too that I'm going to have to like make it like really big to fit my head.
Yeah, unlike me.
By the way, which is shrinking along with everything else because of our WSOY MCA challenge. And you can start entering when?
Today.
Okay.
Yes.
So we start our next phase on August 8th, I believe. August 7th is the Monday after the Decatur celebration.
Mm-hmm.
That will be our first group class. So new people coming in will have their assessments done the week before. So you get your assessments done before the celebration. You get to enjoy the celebration, and then you start the hard work on Monday.
Yes.
And we are looking for two listeners to participate, just like Kelly and Amy did last time. You can check out a video on Facebook and on Nadicator.com of kind of a testimonial from Kelly and Amy about their 12-week experience. So our next one starts literally August 7th. And if you want to be in, there's a form you can fill out on Nadicator.com. It's very simple. Or if you want to shoot us an email, we'll make sure you get the proper entry form. Just tell us why you would like to be a part of it. You don't have to write an entire book. Just give us a paragraph or so about what you're wanting out of this,
what your goals are.
You know, you're started your journey back. You haven't started, you're just getting right off the couch, whatever it might be. We had amazing results in the first WSOY MCA challenge. I mean, our winner, Nick Smith, lost 39 pounds in 12 weeks.
He looked, it was just amazing how everybody changed. Everybody did so well. But I mean, just it is a 12-week commitment. It is, you know, I mean, we do.
There'll be two group classes a week that you'll be encouraged to attend, plus another group class that will meet at different times for different things that we open. You'll have open membership to the Y. You're going to have access to Molly, who's going to set all this up. I mean, this is really, really going to be a big deal. So if you're interested, we were just back with Molly yesterday and after the holidays. It was kind of good to get back in there with her, although I can't feel my arms today.
Yeah, I'm hurting a little.
Huh?
My triceps are feeling it today.
Yes, no doubt about it. But it's a good kind of pain. If you want to experience that kind of pain and see some tremendous results in your life, both you know, health-wise, diet-wise, all the way around-wise.
We got asked about this all through the challenge.
Yep.
Oh, when are you going to? Now's your time.
Now's your time. We're going to get two brand new listeners as a part of this.
So bring it.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today. Highs near 93 degrees. Going to feel more like 103. Then for tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows around 76 degrees. Thursday, showers, thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Highs around 90. And Friday, mostly sunny. Highs near 84. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 77 degrees.
Out of town or just out of time? With BC's Mobile Deposit, you can skip the line and deposit checks whenever you want, wherever you are. It's as easy as sign, snap, and send. Visit BC.com for details or download the BC Mobile app for smartphones and tablets to securely access your account when it's convenient for you. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get a jump start on your college search this summer. Millikan University would like to invite high school students and their families to attend a campus visit day July 21st or August 7th. At the campus visit day, you can tour campus and learn about academic offerings, athletics, and scholarship opportunities. Discover the value of earning a degree at one of the top-ranked colleges in the Midwest. Make it Millikan and register for a campus visit day on July 21st or August 7th at millikan.edu/visit.
Viewing Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Viewing Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Viewing Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Viewing Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Viewing Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to viewingrealestate.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Pat McElroy, and I want to invite you to join my family and our friends as we remember my brother, Mayor Mike Tuna McElroy, at the second annual McElroy Memorial Golf Outing on Friday, July 21st at Hickory Point Golf Course. The McElroy Memorial pays tribute to Tuna's legacy. The golf outing also benefits children, adults, and families at the Decatur Family YMCA. I hope to see you at this year's outing and that you'll join me in toasting the memory of my brother, Tuna, after a great day of golf. For more information, visit DecaturYMCA.org.
Illinois families are struggling under the highest property taxes in the nation, and they're watching their neighbors flee the state at record rates. So what do Illinois Senate leaders propose to help ease this suffering? Billions of dollars in new taxes on Illinois families. Enough is enough. Instead of massive tax hikes, the Illinois Policy Institute is proposing a fair, balanced budget that doesn't take a dime more from taxpayers. To learn more about the balanced budget plan that doesn't hike taxes on Illinois families, visit IllinoisPolicy.org.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Just heard about the Tuna Memorial Golf outing. That is, what, a week from Friday? So we'll be out on location at Hickory Point Golf Course. I think last year it was at Red Tail Run. They've moved it. It's a lot of fun, and if you haven't had an opportunity to play, you should. Hey, we're going to Hawaii in January.
And? Sorry.
On your phone, weren't you?
No, I was...
It copped to it. Admit it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, we're going to Hawaii January 11th in 2018, and there are a few slots left for you to join the company in Hawaii. We do this every other year, and we do it with Linda Roberts and Best Trips Ever, and I don't know why you'd want to go anywhere else, because we're thousands of dollars less for the exact same thing. We fly into Honolulu. We go up to Chicago the night before, take a bus, actually generally two buses up to Chicago. We stay right there at O'Hare. And then we have a first thing flight right out the next morning. And we take the bus up there because in January you just never know about weather.
Oh.
The last thing you want to miss is your 8 days in paradise because
yes.
There was an ice storm. So we're right there next to the airport.
No hassle.
Go over in the morning, get dropped off, get our bags in, and then we take a direct flight from Chicago O'Hare to Honolulu. And then you've got the rest of the afternoon there to do whatever you want to. We're staying right on Waikiki Beach, and you can go to Diamond Head, down to the Royal Hawaiian, whatever you want to do. Have dinner at Duke's. It's a lot of fun. And then the next morning we get up and we load our bags, and we go to, Pearl Harbor and go see some of the sights of Honolulu. And then we get aboard the NCL ship, Pride of America, where we go to Maui for 2 days. We go to Hilo and then the other side of the big island, Kona, over to Kauai for 2 days and then back to Oahu. It is a fabulous, fabulous trip. Now, inside cabins start at $32.99 per person. That includes literally your airfare, your round trip, flight transfers, port charges, your pre-night stay in Honolulu, all 7 days on the cruise, the bus to Chicago and hotel, all of that. Ocean view, $34.99, and balcony, $36.99. If I'm you, I would splurge the extra couple of hundred bucks for a balcony. It's beautiful.
It is.
You can sit on your balcony and have coffee or breakfast that's delivered to you in your room. You don't have to get down to the restaurant. They'll bring it right up to you. And you can watch whales. I kid you not. We've done it many, many times.
Yes.
And so it is spectacular. So check it out and call Linda Roberts at 864-4666. Like I said, there's just a few rooms left, and we will sell out. We do every other year. We take generally somewhere around 60 to 70 people with us to Hawaii. And once you get there, it's your own trip to do whatever you want to do. But a lot of people go as couples or pair up and have fun and rent a car. It's a blast. It is literally paradise. And that's why we've been back, I believe, I'm not even sure how many times, 11, 12, something like that. Crazy. It's great stuff. It's Hawaii with Buyers and Company, January 11th, Honolulu, Hilo, Maui, Kona, and Kauai. Call Linda Roberts at 864-4666. Ron English joins us next. He's working on a mural in town this week. We'll tell you all about it. Stay tuned.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
WSOY News Time 7:59. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfalski. Applications are now available for the 2017 Archery Deer Herd Management Program at the Macon County Conservation District. This program helps control the deer population and maintains healthy, balanced ecosystems within the district's conservation areas. You can pick up applications at the Rock Springs Nature Center or download it on NowDecatur.com. Applications must be returned by Friday, September the 8th. Late applications will not be accepted. A lottery drawing of all applicants will be held at the Rock Springs.